This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And I would like to take this moment to welcome my new segment sponsor. You guys have been hearing their ad, but you just didn't know how big they were going to be for me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, let's see if it'll play it.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Check them out. You know, your gun stock is basically the interface between you and your weapon. And you're about to, you may have seen the video of me and the gun sight scout rifle. And I had a Boyd's gun stock for it, and they wanted to do something different. So I sent them the gun. I've got the gun back. I'm about to install the gun stock they sent with it. And then let the good times roll. And then very shortly, we're going to be doing another project with them with a Savage rifle. So, Boyd'sGunStocks.com. It'll rejuvenate that old hunting rifle that you've got right now. Make it look better than anything you've seen in a long time. They're very striking to look at, and they feel great when you're manipulating them. I had mine put together for just long enough to say, boy, this is great, isn't it? Trump is coming up on his first year in the White House, and he has a very impressive list of accomplishments. He's got a big tax cut. He's repealed the Obamacare individual mandate. He's got a huge regulatory rollback. Judicial appointments that top out with Neil Gorsuch. The Keystone Pipeline is piping oil. The Paris Accords we're out of those. We're drilling at Anwar, and we're recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and a first bite at immigration reform. That's a Republican wish list come true. So they say, the pony under the Christmas tree, finally, after 28 years of receiving an ugly sweater from Aunt Mabel every year for Christmas. Or for those of you that like the more, the rabbit suit for Ralphie from A Christmas Story. Why are so many Republicans acting as though they received a lump of coal for Christmas in 2017? The Never Trumps are fit to be tied. You'd think the Republican candidate had lost the last election, or that President Obama was granted a third term, or that Clinton was president. Well, some of them actually do wish for that. It seems sort of inexplicable. Now, former cabinet secretary in the Reagan administration, Bill Bennett, believes that Donald Trump is more conservative than Ronald Reagan, and that his cabinet selections are too. That's quite an endorsement from someone who was part of the Reagan Revolution. Not some conservative pundit saying this, but a true Reaganite. One Never Trump speaking out is a guy named Brett Stevens, one of the token conservative columnists at the New York Times. And he should not be confused with the other conservative, David Brooks, who predicted great things of the Obama presidency based on the crease in Obama's pants. Stevens wrote a recent column, Why I'm Still a Never Trumper. After rattling off a list of the first-year accomplishments, he asks, what for a conservative is there to dislike about this policy record as the Trump administration rounds out its first year in office? That's a really good question. I mean, that's a stupendous question. The easy answer for most conservatives is nothing. Nothing. The wall isn't built yet, and Obamacare is still in place. Is that Trump's fault or Congress's? But overall, it's been a great first year, as Mr. Stevens observes, despite the fact that Trump is opposed by all three branches of government, even the one that he presides over, because he's fighting the deep state embeds in the executive branch. Just take a moment to observe the DOJ and the FBI and how they concocted the Russian collusion story to prevent and then destroy his presidency. In the legislative branch, he's opposed not only by Democrats, but by many Republicans. The judiciary is no better, substituting personal animosity for the rule of law, especially regarding immigration policy. Stevens goes on to say, I agree with every one of the policy decisions mentioned above, but I still wish Hillary Clinton were president. I read his column, and I had to ask myself, did I read that correctly? Yeah. Yes, I did. But he then says what I would have immediately have asked. How does that make sense? Can I still call myself conservative? That, too, is a very good question. He answers by quoting Daniel Patrick Moynihan, not a conservative. It is culture, not politics, that determines the success of a society. Adding that politics can change a culture and save it from itself. So changing the culture is the key. And is it really politics that changes culture, not faith, morality, or virtue? Good luck with that one. The Supreme Court has codified the right to abortion and attempted via force of law to redefine marriage. And politics gave us transgendered bathrooms, 60-plus genders, kneeling football players. Marijuana is legal in a bunch of states. You can turn on the television and be treated to a potpourri of foul language, sex, and violence. Listen to popular music and you'll hear about all kinds of, derogatory things about women and killing cops. We are very far from the last days of I Love Lucy, when Lucy and Ricky Ricardo slept in separate beds. That culture ship sailed decades ago. We had 8 years of Reagan and 12 years of the Bushes, 20 years of Republican politics in the White House, with Republican control of Congress for many of those years, too. How did those years of Republicans, more to the liking, at least in the case of the Bushes or the Republican establishment, change the culture? The culture decline continued despite them. Stevens advises Republicans to pay attention to the character of your leaders. And I wonder if he means politicians who say they mean and mean what they say, say what they mean and mean what they say. That's an encapsulation of Trump, but few other Republicans. He describes Trump's personality as lying, narcissism, bullying, bigotry, crassness, name-calling, ignorance, paranoia, incompetence, and pettiness. That sounds just like Barack Obama. And it sounds an awful lot like his preferred successor, Hillary Clinton. This has nothing to do with his substance. This has everything to do with Trump's style. He's playing by the rules of New York street fighting, not Robert's rules of order. He uses Twitter to bypass hostile media, punching back when attacked, and he calls out his opponents rather than ignoring them, using nicknames as an Alinsky rule of ridicule. He's staying on offense rather than the usual Republican formula of playing defense only while he's, in the fetal position. So past dignified Republicans were rocking horses and meeting the standards of decorum demanded by the Never Trump Brigade. We had two rocky horses named Bush that made the White House, and then we wanted to have a third one, but that didn't work out. Then there were others like Dole, McCain, and Romney that would be virtuous in the eyes of Stevens, but were losers, leaving us with the far more refined Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The latter had proper crease in his pants. The former had a crease in his cigar. So perhaps Republican voters, tired of dignified losers, chose a scrappy winner instead, and they're getting the results they were promised, rather than the big government, open borders globalism that passed for conservatism these days. And the Never Trumps are myth that their beliefs and principles are being implemented by a tough guy to the point that they would rather toss their conservative messenger, even if it means losing their message, just to make a point. So if Stevens had got his wish, saying Madam President, who knows what it would be. But the Never Trumps are revealing their true colors. They would feel more at home in the Democratic Party, where their disdain for the president would be validated and most welcome. Because you're not conservatives, boys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you in part by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gunstocks, this is, this is a way to rejuvenate your weapon. If you've gotten a weapon like the Ruger Gunsight Scout, which I have, the forward part of the stock is a little more narrow. It's a polymer stock. This Boyd stock, when it fits up under, this is going to be, and I'm using something called the At-One stock. This is a beautiful stock. This takes your weapon as it is right now and turns it into something altogether different. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I want to tell you about one company and what it has done to three guns. One of the problems that I have, a lot of people would tell me, hey, Bill, you know, that's really sort of not, you don't need to do that. Because one thing that I do is if I lay down a gun, I'm going to press check it. When I pick it back up, I'm going to press check it. For those of you that don't know what press checking is, that is where you push the slide back enough to see if you have a round in the chamber. It is not something that should be done lightly and is not something that you should do, without paying attention to what you got going on. The problem is that with some of these guns, press checking them is, it can be a little, iffy. Take, for example, the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 2.0, or the regular one, for that matter. Very stiff spring, and you don't really have to press check it because it has a brass window in the top of it. But, also running the gun, press checking it, and slingshotting the sling and everything, or the slide, that gets a little dicey, too. It's not... This gun is not set up to run the way the next gun is. I got another SIG P320. That one, of course, is a proper gun. Now, I got the 17-round shorter version barrel, which I think is the P320 carry. And that is a lovely pistol. The thing about SIG is that all of SIG slides are about the same shape. And they, too, have a thing about texture. They have serrations and everything to grab, making it a little easier to manipulate the gun. And then there's one of the Militia Arms custom CP9s. This one is a digital camouflage shaped, colored slide. And that slide is a little slick. So for the two guns that are, properly sized, not a compact gun, if you will, not really as much of an issue, but, every little improvement helps. So Troy Gallott of Trigger Time TV called me and asked me to talk to this company called Arachnogrip. Now, Arachnogrip is not a sponsor. Okay, they're not a sponsor. What they are, the people that did the Talon grip that Hickok 45 loves so much, the little wraparound grip, they use the same kind of process and the same kind of material, and they designed one that will fit right into the grooves of your slide serrations on the back of your gun next to you, where you're going to grab it and manipulate it. What I have found this to be is an absolute boon to a sure grip on the slide. Now, there are a few things that you're going to want to take care to do if you put one of these on your gun. If you are an appendix carrier, if you're doing like with the M&P Shield 2.0 or otherwise, you're going to want a holster that has a shirt guard on it, if you will, because you do not want the Arachnogrip making contact with your body. Because you will get the shortcut to something internal. It is very coarse. It's designed to be grabbed and held onto. So you don't want that. And with any holster that you get, you want to make sure that you're covering the slide serrations on the gun and that you're not making contact with those. So bear that in mind if you're concealed carrying a gun. But when it comes to manipulating the gun, this is the way to go. This is the only way to go. To make it a little bit better, they come in various colors. They come in red. They come in black. They have a spider because they're arachnid grips on the middle of them. On my Glock, I think on my Glock, yeah, on my Glock, I have the gunfighter one that has the American flag on it. I'm going to put pictures on the Instagram page and everything, and I'm going to do a video about them. Because this is $20. It's $20. And you really got to want to get them off. If you put them on, you're really going to have to want to get them off to get them off. And it's a very simple thing to put them on there. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of measuring and everything. You know, just eyeball it because you want to get it right and make it look, you know, centered and everything on top of your slide. And then just put them in the grooves of your serrations. And it's just going to fit. And it's a beautiful thing. It takes your gun and makes it a little easier for you to manipulate it. Why wouldn't you do that? Why is that something you would not do? I don't know. I have a tough time answering that one myself. So, arachnogrips. I'll get the URL and put it out in just a minute. But they, you know. As a matter of fact, let me see. Arachnogrips website is, well, if I had my glasses on, I could tell you. Hang on a second, I'll find a pair. I think. I may have to tell you that in the next segment. I think I left my glasses out in the outer room. They are nothing short of great, and they come in various guises for various guns. They're all made to the gun, designed for the gun that you're going to stick them on. And that's the beauty of all things. It is the beauty of all things to get exactly what you need to be on it. Add the strength of the spider to grip your slide. That I like. I can't believe I can't. Oh, there's a pair. Maybe I can tell you what the website is now. Hang on a second. Before we go to break, let me get these on my head. I'm glad we're not doing a feed. It's arachnogrip.com. arachnigrip.com. Go check them out. $20. Makes your weapon easier to manipulate all over the place. You'll be a gunfighter. And we're going to be right back. 2018, this is Lock and Load.
Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Might be time for some new bumps. I don't know. 2018, it's a new year. I'll have to consult. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is the way to take a weapon. Say your old hunting rifle, your precision rifle, whatever, and renew it by putting a new stock on it. The gun itself was meant to be a durable good, not the stock. The stock was not. And if you want one that is more durable and more usable, Boyd's Gun Stocks will make your weapon feel a whole heap of better. Is that even grammatically correct? Baltimore used to be known as Charm City. They had a blend of northern efficiency and southern charm. Now their new nickname is Bodymore. The slogan that Black Lives Matter shouted in the wake of Freddie Gray's death in 2015 is proven lethal for blacks who live in Baltimore. City's murder rate, which was on a declining trend in the years leading up to 2015, took a jump after rioters used the space to destroy provided to them by Baltimore's then mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. And in the wake of severe criticism, the police pulled back from proactive measures like stop and frisk with perfectly predictable results. Coming from the AP, Baltimore has a new per capita homicide record as gunmen killed for drugs, cash payback, and in some cases, no apparent reason at all. Surge of homicides in the starkly divided city resulted in 343 killings in 2017, bringing the annual homicide rate to its highest ever, roughly 56 killings per 100,000. That's abysmal. Baltimore, which has shrunk for decades, currently has about 615,000 inhabitants. Mayor Catherine Pugh told the Associated Press during the final days of 2017, not only is it disheartening, it is painful. Now, the AP is unwilling or unable or probably unwilling to make the obvious connection between coddling protesters and hamstringing police on the one hand and the increase in criminality. They continue, the main reasons are the subject of endless interpretation. Some attribute the increase to more illegal guns, the fallout of the opioid epidemic, or systemic failures like unequal justice and a scarcity of decent opportunities for many citizens. The tourism-focused Inner Harbor and prosperous neighborhoods such as Canton and Mount Vernon are a world away from large sections of the city hobbled by generational poverty. Guns and opioids are not unique to Baltimore. Well, they tell us that the gun violence thing is an epidemic all over the United States, and so is the opioid. Why does this affect them more than Chicago or Minneapolis? But the AP does allow that there might be a connection, but then they blame the cops. Others blame police, accusing them of taking a hands-off approach to fighting crime, since six officers were charged in connection with the 2015 death of Freddie Gray, a black man whose fatal spinal cord injury in police custody triggered massive protests that year in the city's worst riot in decades. The conventional wisdom, or widely agreed upon speculation, suggests that the great increase in murders is happening partly because the police have withdrawn from aggressively addressing crime in the city's many poor, crime-ridden neighborhoods, said Donald Norris, professor emeritus of public policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Many Baltimore residents are more certain in their causation theory, according to NPR. Some residents attribute the high murder rate to relaxed police patrols in the city following high-profile cases of police brutality. Officers have backed off in neighborhoods like the one where Freddie Gray was arrested. The Reverend Kinji Scott, a pastor in Baltimore who held positions in local city government, says the opposite needs to happen. We wanted the police there. We wanted them engaged in the community. We didn't want them beating the hell out of us. We wouldn't want that. He's among activists who are calling for police to reform to reduce the violence in Baltimore and several other high-crime cities across the U.S. that he says haven't seen change. He says that change begins with a conversation between the communities directly involved. He says we need the frontline police officers and we need the heart of the black community to step to the forefront of this discussion. And that's when we're going to see a decrease in crime. Well, the heart of the black community needs to acknowledge that policing is a difficult and risky business. That's item number one. Item number two is that's one where officers feel very vulnerable to being prosecuted or pilloried for common sense self-protective measures. Hands up, don't shoot. That's fiction. That's fiction. That's fiction of a malevolent, unprovoked police violence in Ferguson, Missouri that has caused police officers to back away from confrontations. They could prove lethal, as they know they could be prosecuted for defending their own lives. Reverend Scott should start advancing the discussion he wants by urging his parishioners to repudiate the vicious lies told about police by racial agitators of the BLM school and blame them for driving away police. There's a few other things you could do. Indeed, there's a few other things you could do. Now, if I open the door, let's go to Kansas City, shall we? Let me get in the chat room in case I agitate somebody with this one. if I'm in Kansas City, yeah, I open windows. Yeah, I'm on a computer there, Iowa. If I'm in Kansas City and I open the door and I see a bunch of cops there that shouldn't be there, I live enough in the 21st century to understand somebody might have called them on me. That could happen. And very likely, depending on what's happening, I'm probably just going to lay down on the ground. get on the floor. I'm not going to wait for them to order me to get on the floor because they're already going to be agitated. If a SWAT team is there, they're already agitated and they are on a high degree of awareness and reactive reflexes, you know? So I'm not going to agitate that. That's not going to happen. Then it will sort itself out. If I get pulled over, in my car, when they ask me for my driver's license, I'm not going to get out there and say, are you detaining me? Are you detaining me? I'm going to say, here you go. Here's my registration. Here's my insurance. And I am a gun carrier, and my gun is right here. Do you want that too? And by South Carolina law, I don't even have to do that. Because I'm not a criminal. And they will find that out soon enough. And then I'm going to be on my way. That has happened every time that has ever occurred to me. So, you know, I understand and respect the cops. What is happening in Baltimore is exactly what Black Lives Matter wanted. And if the black community or any community for that matter wants the cops to come back, they're going to have to get the heart of the community together. And they're going to have to acknowledge that when the cops show up, we got to do what they say. We don't need to worry about pulling out our phone and filming it. We need to just do what they say. And they'll be on their way. And there'll be nothing to film. Nothing to see here, basically. Once they get that done, it's not a race thing, but it is happening racially. And it's all based upon what Black Lives Matter wanted. They got what they wanted. Now they don't want it no more. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it!
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company! That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now!
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the interface between you and your weapon. This is what you feel. This is like the tire of your car. All of that stuff, unless it is working with you and harmony with you, is not going to... This is utter harmony. This is zen. Putting a Boyd's gun stock on your weapon is zen. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. There's a term that the military uses called in country. When you go to a war zone, you would be in country and you would be in a hostile area. So let me ask you a question. If you... we're going to a hostile area, to a place where there is combat, even if it was unlikely that you would be at any real risk, would you prefer to be armed while you were there? For me, well, it just hasn't started armed. I'd have body armor. I'd have a full loadout. I'd have a battalion of people with me, and that's just me. But I might have to settle for just having a pistol. And Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer agrees with this, apparently. There's a picture of him circulating right now with him with what looks to me either Black Hawk or, what's the other company's name? I had it. Guys, I just had it. One of those drop leg holsters. He's got a thigh holster on it. Looks like he has a Beretta M9 in it. Coming on Twitter, we get this from the Marine Corps Times. Equipped with a sidearm, Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer visited Marines and sailors at Camp Shorab, Afghanistan, to wish them a happy holiday season. And there's that pistol on his leg. And considering where he was, that seems at least as a minor thing to do. I would do at least that. I mean, that would be the starting point. I think we can all agree that the Secretary of the Navy would be quite the catch for the Taliban, and Spencer would be unlikely to enjoy the experience, much less survive it. But that doesn't stop some supposed experts from not understanding the move. On Twitter, from Barbara Starr of CNN, can someone explain why the civilian head of the Navy is wearing a sidearm? Has 176 retweets, 414 likes, 3,162 replies. Barbara Starr is the CNN Pentagon correspondent. You know, the one that spends time with the war people. The people that wear the really cool duds and all the nice buttons on the front of their little jackets they wear. The one that would be most likely to understand that people are still shooting at Americans over in Afghanistan. Then again, this is CNN that we're talking about here, so I'm not that sure. But Starr wasn't the only one who took issue with Spencer being armed. But I'm left wondering how many of those who would have been bent out of shape if Spencer had been appointed by a Democrat. Now, much of the kvetching about Spencer being armed is from people who also think that you and I should probably be disarmed as well. And they don't think anyone not wearing certain uniforms, metaphorically, should have a pistol as a general rule, or a rifle, or a shotgun, or a slingshot, or a blowgun, or harsh language. But you get the point. Now, here's the thing. Spencer didn't demand a firearm. It was offered. Spencer was reportedly offered the pistol and ammunition from Marine commanders, according to a Navy spokesman cited in a San Diego Tribune report. He was offered the weapon to carry while he was traveling around Afghanistan, and he accepted that offer. It was not something that he specifically requested, and it was offered to everybody on the travel team. Listen, when you're in country and you're in Afghanistan, if you're in a motorcade, it's a little bit like taking a ride on a Mad Max movie. And I may be actually sort of underplaying it. They are going to go as fast as they can make the vehicles go. They're not going to stop for anything. If they do stop for anything, they're going to deploy. And whatever they stop for is going to be in serious, serious trouble. Now, typically, a senior military official or a VIP, they're accompanied by an armed military personal security detachment, a PSD, if you will, or contractors for visits to combat zones. However, if you're in one of those motorcades and you're in an ambush and it is a good ambush and all of your PSD is killed, then they're going to be rushing around you real close and, you know, might be nice to have something to fight back with if you get a half a chance. And the funny thing is, it is not unorthodox to see anybody carrying a gun in one of these zones, except if you're unless you're Barbara Starr from CNN, and she thinks that Spencer doing it is unorthodox. Now, a bodyguard detail is a handful of people. It's good people, to be sure, good people, but numbers matter in certain instances. Positioning matters. Where you are matters. What you're in matters. Riding around in a bunch of cars that you, I mean, if you're not riding around with a couple of M1s and a couple of Apaches overhead, you're sitting duck. You're sitting duck. If you don't have somebody, on top of an armored vehicle with a 50 cal and a 120 millimeter main gun and, some really fast moving stuff and air support and this other stuff, you're out there in the open. You're out there in the open. So, in the event, for anybody that would be going to this, in the event that your handful of guys, if the enemy is in front of you, that means your handful of guys, they've gone through the handful of guys. And if you're not armed, that means that every trigger finger there was not working at the time, was not taking up the cause. Now, maybe it's just me. But if I were there and I were offered a weapon, I'd take it. I might go, is this all? I know how to run the M60. Can I have it? Can I run the M60 pretty please? That might be unorthodox, but it's not stupid. The only dumb move would be to refuse a firearm when you're going somewhere that people will want to cut your head off for publicity. As the thing I don't get about the left is that they are constantly out there second-guessing people when they're never going to go there. They're never going to be in that place doing this particular mission. And then they're going to complain about it when they see a picture of this guy carrying a gun. He's not wearing armor. He's not wearing a helmet. Now, the reason you don't do stuff like that, in combat zones, you don't do things like salute. Right? When you're out there in the field, you don't do things like salute or anything else because everybody out there is a trophy. Most of the time, they just want to kill you. If they could catch you and make a video with you, you know, a nice YouTube video where they're sitting there talking about you and talking about America's this and America's that and then giving you the really short haircut, that's great. That's good for morale. It's not very good for anybody back home. So the fact that this cat is armed, I hope he knew how to handle the weapon. Carrying a weapon around that you do not know how to handle is just about as dumb as not taking it in the first place. So I hope they gave the secretary, if he didn't know what he was doing, I hope they gave him a little crash course on that. And we could get some more of that out there. 2018 is going to be momentous. Now, in the third week of this month, from the 21st to, I think, the end of the week, I'm going to be at SHOT Show. So we will be, back in rebroadcast. But I will be bringing lots of content back to you. And then back in April, we'll be in Dallas. So we're going to be on the road a lot this year. But if you're coming to these events, come meet me. I'd love to meet you. We'll be back tomorrow. Got a plan B in place. So we'll be back tomorrow between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. But designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.